My guest on our program today, Janet Kringle from the Boone County Historical Society. Janet, good to have you back.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
Welcome to 2023.
And don't you know?
History in the sunshine today. So that's what we're doing.
We'll take it.
So folks know, again, the Historical Society. Well, we didn't have a meeting around the we didn't do anything the first of the year with the holiday transition and everything else. It was crazy enough. But, boy, you guys have been busy down there. I go by and I see there's a lot of people making use of the lower level.
We have had great renters. We have just had great renters. I'll start out with I'm just so happy to mention this and so proud. Last night was our annual meeting for 2023.
Okay.
And we were accepted, I guess. No, we were just thrilled that they offered. Anyhow, we have three new board members.
Okay.
So in addition to Marty Lamore, Rita Knight, Harry Vonk, Ryan Hansen, Sue Kuchenberg, and Jeannie Weibke, and me, now we have Joe and Dave Howell and Jerry Breitschneider.
Okay, good. So they have that's people that have an interest.
Well, and Joe and Dave, I tell you what, Joe has come to help us sort stuff, you know, and that takes a certain patience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
It's certainly not my patience necessarily, but anyhow. And they scanned all of our trail tales are now digital.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that was a Herculean task those two took on. So we know that we've got, you know, people who are interested, but also just skilled and able to do these things. So Joe and Dave are a huge addition. Jerry's just got a great personality, and he's been volunteering with us for a while. So
it'll be
fun with that.
That's good. Well, that fills up your board pretty good, doesn't it?
Well, now we have 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, you know, we'll never replace Larry.
Okay.
And speaking of Larry, we have had, he has a cousin, Glenn Anderson is the name, in West St. Paul, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And they sent a donation, you know, for Larry's room, and I sent them a thank you card. And then they sent us more money saying, oh, we really want to help. And
okay.
How cool is that? Larry's room.
We call it Larry's research room, right?
Right, yep. So right now we're looking at doing flooring and bookcases. We're going to do UV protection on the windows because of the artifacts in that room. So I'm leading up that project. I guess my name is beside it.
Well,
I don't know how that happened.
Talk about needing patience here, but he had accumulated quite a few things, and there was a lot of research work that he did there at the museum.
You know, honest to Pete, we probably have, and, you know, this is a guess, of course, we probably have 3,000 books that we've stored. You know, Mike Tunzvik with Boone Bank and Trust, he and another gentleman, they've moved the books from Larry's apartment.
Wow.
And we have them stored at the History Center, so I was kind of hoping we would be able to start sorting those in February, but it looks like, hey, we have so many renters. You know, we have to be able to do this when we can leave it sitting out.
Yep,
and, you know, that kind
absolutely,
of thing.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah.
But we're thrilled. So, but, you know, for me, because I am a researcher, just the thought of what could be in those boxes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Larry would have first editions of everything given half a chance. So
sure.
We're really pleased. We have, I want to say probably 2,500 donations so far.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good. It will be a mainstay. It'll be something that people will, it'll be interesting, especially people that do research, like you said. Jeannie's one, I know, does a lot of research, things like that. But, man, to have all that in one location and be able to access that.
Yes, yes. And so our research room is going to be hopefully a place for the community.
Okay, good.
You know, we're really looking at that, so we're onto that. So I'll check that off my list because you know darn well I have to have one in front of me.
I want you to go back to the annual meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
Any change in officers, anything like that?
No. I did, they re-elect officers.
And it was by acclamation to stay the same.
Well, I just said, does anybody want our jobs? And nobody did. Go figure.
Okay, well.
But we did get three more people who said we'd like to help.
That's
so that
good.
Worked out
that
great.
Is really good, yeah.
Yes, we were all reelected, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were. And so it was, let's see,
So we got that part done. I was going to say, you know, Larry's research room, and again, if people are interested in contributing to that or supporting that effort, again, very easy to do is just make contact.
That's right. That's right. We're open Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2. We've had over, I'm not far off either. I think we had over 6,000 volunteer hours last year.
Wow. That's
and again, I might be making that number up, but I know it was close.
Well, you have to have that because you don't have full-time people.
Well, I don't know. Sue Krukenberg is president's pretty much full-time.
spending a lot of full-time thing
and
there.
And me and treasurer, I'm co-treasurer with Ryan Hansen, who has Outdoor Solutions, you know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, realistically, between the volunteer shifts that we take, you know, mine is usually 10 to 12. You know, we're all just volunteering and making this thing work. It's just great. We had, let me give you some information now.
Okay.
We had over 120 visitors last year.
Okay.
And that was up from the year before and obviously up from the year before that.
Yeah.
But we're kind of hoping people just know we're open.
Start to build that.
The best $5 you can spend to spend, you know, 2 hours looking at interesting things. So that's kind of neat.
Or you could get a membership and go for even less.
Well, you know, that's my other topic I was going to tell you about was Rita Knight is our membership coordinator, and her information from last year. But we have over 215 members, but we have about 100 former members who did not renew so far in 2023.
Okay.
And so we're kind of reaching out to them because it's $25 for a single membership, $40 for a family, you know. And people wonder, what's a membership going to get me? And I guess the pride of knowing you're supporting us.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah,
that's huge, you know, because, of course, without, you know, the volunteer, the member support. In November, I talked about this already, we had a complimentary breakfast for our members only.
Yeah.
And that was really well attended, so that was fun. But I am surprised that we have over 100 members who have not renewed for 2023. So if they're listening to me now, please renew. We like having people back.
Don't forget, all the support really just helps support keeping it going because, like you said, our board, outside of the volunteer time you put in, we don't have a full-time curator.
No, we don't. No one's hired. No. Yeah.
So this is, and we still have things to take care of and bills to pay.
Both.
Yes.
Both of those things. Yeah, things to take care of is for sure. In 2023, we're going to finish, get the second floor and move exhibits and kind of get that open again.
Okay.
And hopefully by May, I'm a little bit more optimistic than probably I should be, but I'm hoping by May because I really think one thing that we're lacking is the school children's interest.
Yeah.
You know, and it would be free, and we would just let every teacher bring their kids, and we'd be happy to be there and that kind of thing. But we need to get that going again because, you know, the younger you are, and also just to know how important your town is. You know, Casey started here, Fairway started here, Archway started here, you know. There's a lot of things that they can be proud of, so I'm hoping that we'll be able to give tours to the schools here by May.
So, again, big thing, though, getting that second floor done, and that has been, folks, it's been pretty extensive, too, for the kind of work that you've been looking at doing, you know. First,
oh, goodness
you had to
sakes,
get it
we've had the walls replastered and painted.
Yeah.
We had windows installed. We've had ultraviolet protection installed. The palette is clean. We just need to figure out how to put it together again.
What to do with it, yep. Okay.
Yeah, and that's kind of where we are with that. We've painted, we've pastured, we've repaired, we've done all kinds of fun stuff like that. Kate Shelley, let's talk a little bit about Kate Shelley.
Let's do that because that's been one of those things where we know there's a need, but what is that going to be? How are we going to get there? What do we need to do?
Thank you very much. And what are your ideas?
I don't have it. I just know that it does. It's one of those that it kind of got forgotten there for a while, and we had some weather-related problems with it. And again, you know, derecho was not kind to it. You've had some people that have had an interest. It's just a challenge, and where do we go, and what direction
exactly
do we take?
Right, yeah, exactly that. And as we stand now, you know, we had three contractors in last year. I think they told us in November that, you know, you can't save the building.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Hansen with Outdoor Solutions, we have to take down the outhouse, according to the Corps of Engineers.
Okay.
So Ryan and his crew are going to do that. So here we have a building that isn't sustainable, a building that's falling down. You know, mm-hmm. what do we do? So we're kind of in the planning process. We have a number of really great ideas for displays. You know, we would for sure have to have, has to be something there.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are. So
how to get there. Because when people go down there and get a chance to walk the trail out there and stuff, it's pretty iconic. It's just...
And you've heard me say this forever. It's the trail that matters most to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not on that committee, so I guess I don't have to...
So you have a group that's specifically really trying to brainstorm what to do there.
Yep, and people can email me.
Sure.
And my email is... What's my email, Jim?
It's janet@bchsiowa.org.
Thank you.
Is that Iowa spelled out?
Yep.
That's what I did. BCA. That's Boone County Historical Society, by the way, folks. BCHSiowa.org.
Right. So if people will have an interest that they would like an idea of what they think they could do, if they have time that they want to spend, whatever, we'll be happy to take that.
Or if somebody puts together a plan and needs volunteers to come down and help, things like that.
Well, at this particular time, I'm hoping other people will come up with a plan.
Yeah. Well, that's what we want. People that are interested and want to be involved. Let's come up with a plan. And remember, we are volunteers here. So.
But you're absolutely right. But there is interest.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as treasurer, at least every month there's one or two donations towards Kate Shelley.
Yeah.
You know, so we know that there's interest. So so please help if you can.
All right.
Let's see, what else have we done? We had two publications last year, our Trail Tales, which are on sale at the gift shop.
Okay.
Trail Tales, the first one was 1942, and that was really an interesting one. But the one I love the most was the last one, and that was the Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Tournament of Roses, Rose Bowl Band. And so we're really pleased with that. Larry was helpful.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeannie YP and Deb Duncan are actually the three people that have been working on our Trail Tales.
So they're really still, we're continuing on because that's one of our big, big pieces.
It is. So, yep. That and a newsletter is something that we offer our members.
And you get that, by the way, folks. If you have a membership, you get Trail Tales. Just saying.
Yep. With Larry's stuff.
Yeah.
I shouldn't call it stuff. I'm sorry. With Larry's artifacts.
Yes.
We have the very first Trail Tales.
Oh, is that right? Oh, my.
Yeah, so that's another thing that Jill Howell did, is she sorted through all of these Trail Tales and then, of course, put them in the stacks that were appropriate for the year, you know,
okay.
or the time. And so that was a huge task.
Okay.
Let's see. We've had our exhibits. We've had the veterans, which was Civil War to Afghanistan. The Pearl 80th Pearl Harbor. We did Tournament of Roses, Marching Band.
There's a lot.
Did I mention? Yeah, so right now, last night at the meeting, I didn't write down his name, and I wished I had. His name was Josh, and he was such a great contributor. So we were talking about display ideas.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that somebody can email me about, because one of the ideas currently is that we would do the churches of Boone County.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the first church, the first school, the first college, of course, was the Boone Biblical College.
Oh.
But I just think that would be a great exhibit because, you know, think of all the old churches and anyhow, that was a good idea. So. I'll leave it at that.
But there's so much out there.
Well, there's so much, but Jim, you know, all of us, like Marty Lamore, she does the renters, and she does the collections, and Rita does the membership, and I'm the treasurer, and mm-hmm. Sue does everything else plus. But we're so focused on these other tasks, we just don't have the brain power always to think about. Jeannie YP's great for ideas, but we really would appreciate community input. What would you like to see? Do you want to see a puffer billy display?
Yeah.
You know, we've got to have that memorabilia in the town. You know, it would, you know.
Sure.
We want it to be what people want to come and see.
Yeah. And to be able to change it. I mean, you know, that's a lot of work for volunteers to put it all together. But once it's there, people get a chance to come and see it. Doesn't mean it's going to stay there forever. So,
no, but temporary. But also, too, it's not necessarily the volunteers as much as we just need the ideas. And
sure.
Then, of course, we'll hassle people.
I was going to ask you, because I don't know where you're at on your list, but I was going to ask you about Saturdays, doing some programs, because I know that you were helping to schedule some of those last year, getting some of those up. And we had some interesting ones. You had a number of people when, they were talking about cleaning the tombstones and stuff.
Oh, that was Jeannie in April. We had 8 events last year. We had 260 attendees. This year so far, and I'm the event coordinator too. Did I mention that? Sorry.
I kind of knew.
Yeah, I know. This Saturday, February 11th, from 1 to 3, we're going to have Rail Explorers.
Oh.
And they're going to come, and Rail Explorers is the newest tourism here in Boone.
Yep.
You know, it's industrial steel electronic bikes that take the Scenic Valley Railroad track. You know, and they're going to tell us how many people they brought, and hopefully they'll tell us how much they paid in taxes so we can see the benefit. But this is a great opportunity for people to come in to register. You know, the Ian and Bailey are the managers, and they'll be there, so... If you can't figure out how to register on the website, they'll be happy to help you. Most importantly, this is in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I want the people in the community of Boone to come and see these videos and know what's in our backyard, because it is just so spectacular. KCCI, you know, when they do their advertisements, they show a clip of them going over the Bass Point Bridge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so anyhow... So that'll be kind of fun with Rail Explorers. That's Saturday.
And that's one of those things, too. You like to have, I mean, the traffic that comes in there, you get a lot of out-of-town traffic, and we want them to know that they can stop by the museum, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. We need to get some collaborations. You know, the museum, Mamie Eisenhower, the railroad, you know. I'm sure we'll get that done.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of working at it and keeping the communication going. So that's coming up on Saturday. What time will it be on Saturday?
1 to 3.
1 to 3. Okay.
Open to the public, no charge. This is just an information thing that they're going to give us.
Mm-hmm.
I worked for Rail Explorers from July till October last year, so I was there on the very first day when we opened. And I just absolutely got the biggest kick out of seeing 72 happy people every day. And there were, most often it was between 135 and 108. Every single day. And I think that we brought in over 8,000 people.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot.
Most of them were out of state. Yeah. But they were really out of state. I mean, we had somebody who came from Madrid, Spain, and we had I knew people from Vancouver, Canada that came all over the Midwest. People from, people from Omaha could have just as well lived in Boone because they were like every week. Yeah, it's a good thing. So I want people to come in and find out about it, you know, especially if you know someone who has a concern about heights. Come and find out about it, because that was me, you know. That was me. I surprised my husband on his birthday and took that ride. And all of my coworkers were just stunned, because this was 3 months after I started.
You know, and it's one of those, I'll let other people experience it. But to me, when I went over, it's one of those you can't really tell, because the canopy, the trees below you are so full. It's just hard.
That's the best part. Yeah, especially if you have a fear of heights, because you're always thinking you're going to land on rocks, you know. And that was the best part was, the trees are only 30, 40 feet down.
So, yeah, they're huge.
That's no big deal.
I did want to ask you, because last year when we were visiting, I know you guys were looking at, again, trying to make some improvements, get your website stepped up. How is that going?
We have our website. Yes, we do. Our website is up, and it's running. And Melissa Hill, who is Rita Knight's daughter, is the one who's manufactured it and managing it. On our website, we want to put, you know, back in the day, we would call them, you know, video clips.
Sure.
Or, now we get to call them podcasts.
Okay.
But we're going to put some up that are permanent, you know, World War II, you know, conversations. And, you know, I'm hoping to find the Jack Shelley interview from years ago.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to try and make it so that it's an informative. You can go and see, you know, this is what we have currently, you know, and give videos and stuff like that. So it's actually going to be a very functional website, and I'm just so pleased with how much we've finally gotten done.
Yep. So make it a little more interactive.
A little bit more, yes, sir.
Okay, good. All right.
A little bit more interactive. I mentioned the rentals. I'm not following my list, Jim.
I know, because we're going all over the place. That's all right.
I'm sorry. That's okay. That's me.
So can I go back to the Saturday program one? You mentioned, you know, Rail Explorers this Saturday. But going forward, are you looking for some input, some ideas?
I'd like... I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, different topics, things like that.
Well, and people who have stories to tell. You know, when we look back on last year, you know, like we had Jim Graybaugh, who talked about the story of Higley, his father-in-law.
Yeah.
We had Carl Fritz Hinnings. We had Fred Greiner. We had George Eckstein. We had Judy Stumbo. You know, people who know stuff. You know, George was about historic weapons, and that was really interesting for somebody like me.
Sure.
But, yes, and so, if again, you know, janetbchsiowa.org. If you have ideas, if you know somebody that you think is interesting that we would enjoy learning from, I need those.
Need those,
because honestly, 3 years later, you know, I'm running out of.
No, I know it's hard. It's you know, and you know, do we get you know, who do we get to come in and give us some new? Story about something else that's gone on in Boone County and things like that.
So. And who do we want to hear from?
Yeah.
You know, that's true. The railroad was another exhibit talked about that was talked about too. So since I'm just bouncing all over the place, Jim, I thought I'd bring that one up. I'm sorry.
No, that's
No, we're just, we're just in great shape. I'm just thrilled that we have more board members. Because, you know, with more board members, we do have more volunteers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there is no discussion about hiring a part-time staff.
Yeah.
We still think that, you know, which would cost us about probably about $18,000, $20,000. We still think that we're capable of doing these things ourselves, but we do need community input.
Yep. Okay.
And we're open Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, 10 to 2.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 2. And again, if you have a membership, easy to get in and out, not a problem.
Absolutely.
$5 for adultos, I guess. You know, and it's one of those things too. Yes, if you have friends, plan to swing in there and take a look at what's available, because you got plus you got a gift shop too. So got some great drawings, great drawings.
And to come March, the whole month of March is going to be a local artist display.
Oh, okay.
And that is Boone County artist, and Harry Vonk, who is just an amazing artist.
Yeah.
And Max and Alice Porter.
Okay.
So the whole first floor is going to be all of their artwork.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Won't that be neat?
That'll be fun. A little different, little different opportunity there. So.
Well, and it also takes you a different place, because it's not just about the artifacts, you know. A lot of it's about our community and the people in our community.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that this will go well. I'm looking forward to Harry and Max and Alice's exhibit.
Okay. Well, again, if people, have ideas, things that, the stories they'd like to hear, want to find out anything about any of the other, how do I volunteer or things like that, janet@bchsiowa.org.
Thank you. Or 515-432-1907.
Yes, and leave a message. If you call, leave a message, because if someone's not there to answer it, someone will get back to you.
Yes, and nobody answers the phone except between 10 and 2 on Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Janet, thanks so much for visiting with us, getting us updated on what's going on. I'm glad to hear that, we got a few more new board members in there. Remember, Larry's research room, it's going to take a while to get through all that. But you guys got to be pretty excited about being able to have a location for being able to do that. That's great.
Yeah. We're so proud of Larry, no matter what. We're so proud of Larry. And so the research room is really about as great an honor as we can bring to him.
Sure. And
we're really taking this seriously.
Yeah. And if you have not renewed your membership, check out the website and get that done too, okay?
Yes, please do.
Or if you have not been a member and would like to help support the effort of maintaining the history of Boone County, here you go. This is the opportunity to do that. Janet, thanks for taking time visiting with us this month. And once again, look forward to having, a lot of input from people to help offer new suggestions. Rail Explorers, the presentation Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock. It'll start lower level, I'm guessing. Use the 6th Street entrance.
Mm-hmm. The Wayne Erickson Community Room. Yep.
All righty. Janet, thanks so much. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye, Jim.
Bye now.